Hello, Lifebookers from around the world, and thank you for tuning into the Lifebook Podcast today. I'm your host, Jordan River, and I want to thank you for tuning in for Character Month in 2020. I have today on the line the founder of Lifebook, my father, John Butcher. How's it going, man?
Going really good, Jordan. Great to be here. Hello, everybody out there.
It is a crazy time, my friend. What a crazy, what a crazy situation to have fall on Character Month, too. I've really had a lot of time for reflection during this time.
Exactly.
And I've been thinking to myself how this whole situation that we're facing as a society, as a country, as a species, really, I'd say almost all pandemics, they really tend to show spotlights on our character, individually our character, as a society, our character. Do you agree with that?
Oh, 100%. Who was it that said that crisis or adversity doesn't build character, it reveals character, right?
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, it's easy to feel great when everything's going great. It's when the shit hits the fan that you're going to really find out what you're made of. And that's exactly what's going on in the world right now.
That's exactly right. I'm reminded of that Twilight Zone episode, The Monsters Are on Elm Street, I think it's called. And that's where there's the end of the world announcement and all the neighbors begin to turn on each other and some are prepared and some aren't. It's really just quite a revealing time, as you put it.
It definitely is. And this is when we've all got to take a deep breath and look down inside of us and see what we've got.
That's exactly right. Well, I was thinking about, you know, you need to be compassionate in times like this. And compassion is a character trait, right? You need to be prepared in a time like this. Preparedness is a character trait. This really is shining a light on the work we've done or haven't done on our own characters. And some people, let's be honest, are downright panicking.
Yeah.
Some people are uber stuck in their ways and not panicking. It's just really, really fascinating, man.
You know, and it makes me so incredibly grateful for the Lifebook process, Jordan, because 25 years ago, I started working with this category. I started listing the character traits that I wanted to build into my life. And they were traits like self-responsibility, self-discipline. Mm. I have the ability to make myself do what I know I should do, when I should do it, whether I want to or not. Mm. And I enjoy exercising that level of control over myself. And I enjoy all of the benefits that that yields. Self-esteem, strength and courage. I've been working on this stuff for decades. And, you know, in fits and starts, it's you do your best. And over time, you end up really looking at yourself and saying, man, I've come a long way, in shaping myself in the image of my own values. And then when something like this hits, you're just in a much better place than you would have been if you 100%. Wouldn't have brought that much consciousness to the kind of person that you wanted to become. So right now, I'm super grateful for the Lifebook process.
Well, otherwise you're in a reactive state, right? And you're just sort of reacting. And honestly, you're letting other people shape your reality. There are tons of people out there who want to shape your reality for one reason or another, right?
Yep.
And if you do that, it's kind of a luck of the draw at that point.
I agree 100%. Here's my very first character trait that I wrote down in my life book a couple decades ago that I valued was independence and autonomy. Mm. And what I wrote is, I am my own person. I live by my own rules. I don't let anyone or anything dictate my life in any way.
Love that.
I strive to live better and I don't mind going against the grain if I need to do it. And so this is one of the things I've been focused on for a long, long time. And then when something like this hits, there I've actually made progress in this area. I've got my feet on the ground. And I'm just so grateful right now that I've been working in this area for so long. And I'm so happy for other Lifebookers that are doing it right alongside me.
Well, and there's one other layer to this too, man. And I'm not sure if you fully appreciate the scope of this, but you really don't have too much, well, especially now that you've stepped into your new life vision, connectivity. This is really the first pandemic where we've all been hooked up together. And what's stunning me is what social media looks like right now. Like, I know that you're with Jade and Justin, so I'm sure you're connected on some level. Have you seen what's going on with social media?
You know, I'm not on any of that stuff directly, but I take a look at the news every day now because you got to take a look at the news and kind of understand where we are. You got to try to filter through everything that's out there and come to some sort of a reasonable understanding of where we are, because there's some conflicting information out there. But as far as the social media, here's what I'd say, Jordan. You'd know better than me, but I would give us mixed reviews as a species right now of how we're handling this.
Totally.
On the one hand, you do have a situation where the actual panic and hysteria is in a lot of ways more dangerous than the actual virus itself.
Right.
At least at this stage, if it blows up a little bit more, that may reverse. But you know, what's more dangerous than the actual virus, since the numbers haven't really surged yet, are people panicking and being hysterical and doing runs on stores and who the heck knows, you know? But on the other hand, this has been a catalyst to really unite people and bring people together.
True.
And there's some great stories of compassion out there. So I'd give us kind of mixed reviews right now. I think that we're handling it pretty well in a lot of ways. I think that our response, everyone's trying to do the right thing. Some people are still freaking out and panicking, but it seems like I don't know. This is just me. And again, I'm not plugged into all these things, but I think people are trying to keep level heads and support each other right now. What's your experience of it, Jordan?
I think that's exactly right. I think collectively we are doing that. There are loud people on both sides, like the extremes on both sides are definitely louder than everyone else. You know what I mean?
Always the case, right?
Yeah, right. But you're right. I think that generally compassion wins out and kind of camaraderie wins out. You know, it's really fascinating to see. And I think that, let's face it, we're being assaulted with stressors, right? This is a really scary thing. I remember seeing movies about this. I remember seeing History Channel specials about pandemics. And a strong character really is that counterbalance to emotional stressor. This is kind of what I wanted to shape this episode around. You know, like, how do we get through times like this? How do we as humans persevere? It's really on the backs of our character, right? When your intellect no longer suffices, it's your character.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the big ones. I think there's a couple different layers. Like, on an individual level, it is absolutely your character. Then if you go up one level higher, it's your community that can be a counterbalance to stressors in time like this.
Right.
In times like
relationships,
you
yeah.
pull together and it's your relationships. And then on an even higher level, you know, especially people who are religious, your faith or your relationship with, you know, your spirituality.
Yes, right? That's very true. Yeah.
That can be a real counterbalance to stressors. But at the end of the day, when it comes to us being individual humans on this planet, it is our character that has to be that counterbalance to these stressors. If you've got a strong character, you know you can rely on yourself to make good decisions, to take a deep breath, and to know you're going to get through this and not freak out and maybe even be an inspiration to the people around you. Whereas if you don't, you're going to be hurting during times like this.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I'm glad you worked in the spiritual angle, because there is like a certain divinity. When it comes to our specific situation now, we're going to get through this. Let's face it. I really am confident that everything's getting better. We're going to make it through. But sometimes character, like, you look at examples through history and people don't make it through, right? But it's their character that still holds them there steadfast. You know what I'm saying? Like, character is unbreakable. It's the ultimate human power. It's why a university student will stand in front of a tank and hold up his hand. It's why a Greek hoplite will stand the charge of a million Persians. It's like, really the kind of your way to implement your will on the universe, even if the equation doesn't add up, it doesn't matter. Human willpower and human character, like, breaks through that, smashes through that, I feel.
Beautiful friggin' thought, Jordan. Really, really beautiful. You're right. Even if you find yourself at the Alamo, your character at that point becomes more important than your survival, right?
Yes.
That's unbelievable. That's
exactly. Unbelievable. And there's something very divine about that. There's something like extraordinarily universally satisfying about that.
Well, this is what Viktor Frankl talks about in Man's Search for Meaning, the guy who spent 3 years in a Nazi concentration camp and was able to muster compassion for his captors and put forth the concept that the last thing that you have complete control over is the way that you process things, is the way that you look at things, is the meaning that you attach to things. And no one can take that away from you. At the very, very bottom of who you are, that's the power that you have.
Jeez.
Right? That's some powerful, powerful stuff. Again, yeah. crisis, adversity, it reveals character. It brings out who you are. So now's the time for us to, you know, now's the time for us to look at ourselves and take inventory and say, you know, what came up? What did this crisis pull out of me? Now's a great time to practice character traits.
Yes.
We're all at home. So why don't we just practice a little bit of inner strength? Take mm-hmm. a deep breath and try to practice some serenity and tranquility and some optimism. And maybe self-discipline is one of the character traits that we work on over the next few weeks as we're all sort of social distancing and staying home. Both inner self-discipline, controlling our thoughts, controlling our worries, and outer self-discipline, maybe being an inspiration to other people. Mm-hmm. Maybe we commit to a new workout program and exercise self-discipline that way over the next few weeks. You know, Jordan, this is my big thing for this crisis. The Japanese word for crisis is made up of two characters, danger and opportunity. Those are the two characters that make up the word crisis in the Japanese language.
I love that.
And that's what every single crisis presents us with, is dangers and opportunities. The first thing you got to do is be prudent. You've got to take care of the danger. You've got to take precautions. You've got to make sure that you're safe, your family's safe, your loved ones are safe. Got to take a look at the current dangers and mitigate them as much as you possibly can. After you do that, then it's time to take a look at the opportunities, because there are always massive opportunities in times like this. So let me just give you a few examples. Missy and I have literally made a list of all of the opportunities that we have today that we didn't have 3 weeks ago because of this crisis.
That's
and
awesome.
I would encourage every single person listening to this recording to do the same. Again, the first thing you do is you take care of the danger.
Right.
Make sure that you're safe. After you've done that, sit down and make a list of the opportunities that have just come into your life as a result of the free time that you have on your hands right now, or whatever else is going on in your particular situation. So Missy and I have committed ourselves over the next 2 to 3 weeks to a couple huge projects, home projects that we have not had a chance to get to. We're going to totally crank up our level of health and fitness. Can't go out to the gym right now, but you can go on YouTube. You can learn anything. You can master anything on YouTube. Anything you decide to do. Unbelievable opportunity. So we're going to crank our health and fitness up for the next few weeks. We've got some big business opportunities right now with our companies. Depending on what kind of a company you have, if you're a small business owner, some of our companies are going to take a hit. One of our companies may not survive this crisis.
And I think this is really kind of powerful for people to see you going through in real time. If I can just throw this in, people are so tired of the like guru model. Like, you're really in this, man. You're going to take a hit from this. You're not up there saying, "Hey, like everyone be chill. This is all opportunity." You could come out on the other side of this pretty chewed up.
Oh, absolutely. No question about it. Here's the deal. Here's the deal with companies. Your product is either in way more demand right now or way less demand right now.
Oh, interesting.
And we've got companies that there's no demand for our product. It just fell right off of the cliff. And we've got companies where the demand, like here's an interesting thing. Purity Coffee. There's three places that people drink coffee. They drink coffee at work, they drink coffee at Starbucks or out at coffee shops, and they drink coffee at home. Well, two of those channels are now shut down. We happen to be an online coffee business that serves people coffee at home. So we have an opportunity now to serve our customers better and explode that company. So your product is either more or less in demand right now, and we've got companies on both sides of that equation. Mm. Your distribution channel. If you're a brick and mortar business, you're in a world of hurt right now. If you're an online business, you have the opportunity to surge. And again, we've got both kinds of companies. Your supply chain. If you're a brick and mortar physical product company, your supply chain could be really compromised right now. I've got a company like that. If you're a company like Mind Valley Lifebook, you're selling digital products, no supply chain problems at all. And then finally, it's your people, your team. We've got some of our companies are virtual companies where everybody already worked at home. So there's literally no disruption whatsoever.
Totally.
And other companies are going to take a huge hit. So the bottom line is we've got some big business opportunities, but we've also got some big business danger. So we're really trying to work our way through that and mitigate those things. But dude, when it comes to our kids, Justin, our 15-year-old, going to turn 16 in a couple months. This is his chance to build his online business that we've been talking about for months and months. By the time this crisis is done, whether it takes 2 to 3 weeks or 2 to 3 months, that boy will be making money online.
That's cool. I love that. Company.
And that's what we've all decided, and that's what we're doing. Jade Dragon. Jade has got as many canvases as she can handle right now. She'll probably end this crisis by having painted an entire masterpiece show.
Nice.
So now's the time to not only mitigate the dangers, but to look for the opportunities, because it's the people and the companies and the organizations that pull back and shrink into a shell right now. They're going to have a hard time getting going again when we're through this crisis, which we will be. We always get through these. And when the recovery starts, the people and the institutions and the organizations and the companies that have pulled back are going to have a hard time getting their momentum back versus the people that right now look for the opportunities that this crisis is affording them and push in a little bit with optimism. Those are the people that are going to just fly when this recovery starts. And we all intend to be one of them. And I'm hoping that every lifebooker listening to this call will seriously sit down and consider what opportunities right now they have that they didn't have 3 weeks ago.
Absolutely. And I know you dove into that kind of change of mindset on the live calls. I want to ask you, though, about it sounds like you're giving some great strategies, and that's what people love. It gives them confidence. How are you personally dealing with the anxiety? You've talked about before how kind of financial anxiety is the special type of stinging, crippling anxiety. You seem pretty optimistic and pretty level-headed right now. How do you handle that pressure from your work life that a lot of people are experiencing?
Well, you know, it's the serenity prayer, man. It's the serenity prayer. Wiser words were never spoken. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Because what are you going to do? What are you going to do about them? The things that you cannot change, you've got to accept them. The courage to change the things that I can and the wisdom to know the difference. Mm-hmm. Well, I can't do anything about the spread of the virus other than what each one of us as individuals can do, which is, you know, CDC guidelines.
Important, but simple. Let's be honest.
Important, but simple. And there's nothing that we can do individually to stop the spread of this pandemic.
Exactly.
On a global scale. There's only what we can do individually in our own home, in our own yard. But I'll tell you one thing. I do have the courage to change the things that I can change. There have been a lot of things that I haven't been able to get to because I live a very, very busy life. Well, now I've got the opportunity to do some of those things. Everybody out there, Jordan, that has time on their hands and access to the internet has the opportunity to surge their life forward in massively meaningful ways. And that's what you do. You find the gems in the ashes. That's all we can do.
That's absolutely right. Contribute where you can, right? Do inner work, do the outer work. I really encourage people to limit their social media time because it's robbing people, man. When you're inundated with this, you're paralyzed. Paralysis is not a growth state. It is literally an oxymoron. And I think you have to stay off of those screens and stay in reality during this time. I think that's very important personally.
Yeah, 100%. You know what Jessie said, your sister, she said that just getting into nature by yourself, it just all washes off of you. You remember that you're a human being on this beautiful planet, that you've always been taken care of. You always will be taken care of. And I mean, just getting into physical nature really, really helps. You got to get out of your head and stop all those ruminations. And if you're going to get on social media and communicate with other people, try your best to be a good example. Try your best to be positive and optimistic and encouraging and supportive right now.
Absolutely. Before we wrap it up, I'd just like to touch on one more thing. People who have been listening to this podcast for a while aren't going to be surprised to hear this, but I think it's a very important, super important subject for right now. Character and history. We've talked about that link before, studying the great figures of mankind, connecting with their character, trying to exemplify these incredible figures throughout time. I mean, is there any better thing to do right now during this pandemic? You can literally research other people surviving pandemics. I read an account of F. Scott Fitzgerald during the Spanish flu that just gave me chills. Are you studying history right now? Do you think it's an important time to study history?
I think every moment is an important time to study history. You know me, Jordan. I got to be honest with you. Frankly, one of the reasons that I'm not freaking out is because I know history. And I know that this too shall pass. And I know that we have faced things 1,000 times worse than this. Try living in Tokyo or Dresden or London during World War II when those cities were being bombed. Or
less I don't know. 100 years ago.
Yeah, I don't need to go down the list. The Spanish flu was absolutely nuts. Like 2% of the, I mean, what, between 50 and 100 million people died from that.
Jeez.
I mean, that was just completely crazy. Now, that's one of the things that we can be super grateful for is that there was no social media. There was no way to communicate to those people what they needed to do to stop this thing.
Yes.
That's why I'm gotta tell you, I'm pretty friggin' impressed right now with how we've just completely ramped up our response to this thing over
the same way. Yeah.
About a whole society. Like everyone's trying to do their part. The political show that we've been living in for the last 3 or 4 years has been, you know, pause has been pushed on that and how nice is that. And I'll tell you what, you get from an understanding of history is you get perspective and you get a big dose of gratefulness.
Mm.
You know, when people first started freaking out about this thing and going completely apeshit crazy was when we ran out of toilet paper. One thing of 10,000 things that we have that we take for granted every single day, one thing was not available in the store and literally it caused panic. Well, so maybe a positive of this is that after it's done and after we've dealt with this crisis, we might be grateful for toilet paper and 10,000 other things like toilet paper, right?
I think that's a beautiful thought. Absolutely.
It's a great time to practice gratitude, you guys.
Absolutely. A shift in perspective, increasing your gratitude. Yeah, I think that now is the time, folks. I hope you're doing well out there in quarantine land. I am quarantined here myself, still going strong with the Lifebook podcast. You can look forward to a steady stream of content from us. Don't worry. We will be here with you. How's everything going with Lifebook and the live calls and Mindvalley and everything?
Everything's going really, really well. And you know what I want to do? I want to start some sort of a contest or at least a conversation. I want to know what creative ideas people have out there to surge their life forward during this time.
That's a great idea.
Like literally, I want to start sharing. The Lifebook community needs to share with each other the strategies that you're running right now to make it so that when this thing is over, weeks or months from now, you're better, you're stronger in every way for this thing having happened. So in other words, it ended up being a positive for you. You are in a place that you would not have been in your life in the absence of this crisis. That means for the last 3 or 4 years, you've dreamed about having an online business. You actually went to threadless.com or you actually went to one of the companies where you can build your own website.
Etsy or Spreadshirt or Squarespace, yeah.
They're
all still there.
And you've literally launched your online business during this time, or you achieved your health and fitness goals that you've never been, that you haven't really had time to do, or a deeper connection with your love, or whatever it is. What are we doing out there, Lifebookers, to ensure that this is not going to knock us sideways? This is not going to defeat us. We're going to come out the other side better and stronger and safer as a result of this.
That's a fantastic idea. I look forward to the unique and innovative strategies that the Lifebookers put forth. I, for one, I just got a punching bag. I'm getting in shape in my basement and I'm watching every Jonathan Little poker coaching video there is. So I am going to be set to go.
Is online poker still going?
Online poker is actually kind of booming right now. It's
I can imagine.
It's all unregulated, so it's a little weird, like a lot of Bitcoin transactions, but there's a lot of people up there, way more than there was before the virus. So I'm cruising along. I'm doing what I can. And I look forward to not interrupting my stream of content for people listening to the Coffee Health and Science podcast, for people listening to the Lifebook podcast. You can rest assured that there's going to be more great content, no interruptions. All right, man, I think that about wraps it up, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to say the same thing. We're open for business at Lifebook. We're open for business. All of our companies are open for business. We're not shrinking. We're not pulling back. We're staying safe. We're being precautious. And we're doing what we can to be part of the solution here, with a lot of optimism, a lot of love, a lot of support going out to everyone listening to this.
Absolutely love it. All right, all you Lifebookers, best of luck to you in crafting your life vision. We'll see you next time on the Lifebook podcast. This is Jordan River and John Butcher signing off, saying have an extraordinary day out there.